Little note at the start of this episode. Yeah, it's been 27 degrees out here today, and it's hot. And I'd rather not ruin the integrity of the recording with a fan on in the background, so I've decided to open a window. So you might hear the odd bird chirping in the background. Hopefully it's not too irritating once the music's in, but I do apologize if it's a bit hard to listen to because of it. Now let's get going.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast. I hope you're all keeping well. It's been a crazy as usual here in my household. In fact, I've had to hide out in the bedroom away from the kids to try and record today. So if you do hear the odd background noise, I apologize. That's what it is. Before we get to our usual programming, I want to give you a quick update about the podcast. So I've decided I'm going to take the next 2 weeks off, so there'll be no episodes. I feel like I'm overdue a well-deserved break, but it's not a break from podcasting as such. I just need to take care of some of the background stuff to get us back on track. So, for example, I've done a big push, as I'm sure many of you know, for content and stories to be sent to us in the past couple weeks, and it's been amazing. I've received so many stories. I've not even begun to read through them all. There's so many of them. So that's a big part of what I do, is read your stories that you send in, tweak them so they are radio friendly and we can record them. So I'll be working through those stories, recording a few, getting them prepared. And the thing is, since moving to a weekly format, I used to do the podcast fortnightly while I was working full-time, and now I'm back at work after being on parental leave. I've noticed that it's becoming a bit unsustainable the way I'm doing it, pushing out a lot of episodes, working till 3 a.m. some days to do them, or if I plan anything on the weekend, it suddenly pushes everything back. So I just want to do this, take this opportunity to get us ahead, and I think it'll do me a lot of good, and you know, I'm sure it'll be for the better as well with episodes coming on time. So yeah, whilst we're on the subject of stories though, thank you all so much for sending them in. If you do have a story you want to send in, get in touch either through the website, ghost-stories.co.uk. We have a contact form there, or you can message us on Facebook. If you've not seen our kind of mini campaign using memes to have advertised for stories, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And to be honest, it's something I'm probably going to continue because I quite enjoy pulling these memes together. Some of them, I've been told by some people, they're old and outdated. Obviously, I'm not as young as cool as I thought I used to be. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with that, and I'm hoping you've enjoyed it as well. And finally, the last bit of housekeeping before we get onto our podcast is I want to give a big welcome to our Patreon listeners. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. And you, if you want to support the podcast as well, go in that extra mile. Although listening is, it's quite brilliant as it is. You can go over to Patreon, and for as little as $1 or as much as $5, you can get episodes early. And we are also working on a new content series exclusive for Patreon, which should be out in the next month or so. It'll involve guests and us looking back at some old episodes. It should be a really fun and interesting thing. So you can get in at the ground level now by subscribing. So yeah, I think that's it for now. So I'm going to leave you with this week's episode. It's a bit of a different one. Like I said, I have a lot of stories to go through. So I thought I would tell a story of my own, of an experience that happened to me when I was younger. So sit back and enjoy. What are you doing? When you think of ghosts and encounters, often haunted houses are the most common thing people talk about. And I guess it makes sense. You know, we all live in houses, and it's easier to explain away unusual occurrences by relating them to specters, ghouls, or unwieldy ghosts. And it's something I think about. You know, is it the house haunted with the energy of a person who used to live there and potentially passed away or had a traumatic event? Or is it the people experiencing the encounters themselves that are the ones that are, in fact, haunted? It's something I don't have the answer to, but I do think about sometimes. The reason so is there's many stories of when my family moved around and things we've experienced. And whilst you can link it to the houses and the things that happened in them, The occurrences happen so often, seem to follow us around. It makes you wonder if it's actually a member of my family or even me that was the haunted one as such. So I guess I need to take you back to when I was younger and some of the places we lived in. The first being when I just moved to England. And at night we had this this real problem where we kept having our alarm system go off downstairs, and something was tripping it and setting it off. We had one of those sensors, but there was nothing in the house. And you know, whilst that might be common practice, I don't know, I've not had another one of those systems since. It was something that as a child I found spooky, although it didn't really bother anyone else. The idea being, you know, this thing that was meant to let us know if there's another person there trying to break in, being set off. And I think we stopped using it anyway because of this. It became more of a nuisance than anything. But on nights you'd be downstairs and watch a film, you'd be there late or whatever, you would often feel, once the lights are turned off and it was dark and you're ready to go to bed, a presence. You'd feel something there, almost a shadowy presence that come over you and made it hard to go. And I remember one night in particular, I watched a film and my brother had gone up to bed and my parents had gone up to bed, and I was watching a bit of TV afterwards, and when I switched everything off, I couldn't move. Now, I don't understand what it was that came over me, but it was a terrible feeling, something I've never felt before, and it wasn't right. Now, was it just me? Was it in my head? I ask myself to this day, and I sat there, unable to move, just staring into a dark room for about half an hour. And it was so dark I couldn't see if there was someone there with me, but it felt like there was. And they weren't interacting with me or doing anything as such. But you know the presence of someone. If I walk into a room and you have your back to me, you just feel I'm there. And it was like that. And then suddenly, after half an hour or so, it was lifted. I don't know what came over me, but I was able to go back up to bed. And I walked up there and, oh, I couldn't sleep that night. I was terrified. And that was the first real experience I could remember. Now, it didn't happen often. Like I said, it was a weird presence, but no more so than, you know, when kids say, oh, is there a ghost in the house? Maybe you're a bit afraid of the dark, or I guess more so afraid of what's in the dark. Like I said, things got weirder as we moved on from there. And I didn't know much about that house, but the next house we moved into was actually after my mum and her husband split up. Now, it was an old council house. We weren't there very long. It wasn't one event in particular, but it was many small things, such as, you know, creaks at night, sounds in the loft, maybe even in the garden, and you look outside and there's nothing there. Things that you think you could explain, that you could play off, you know, maybe an animal outside, or the house settling with the heating coming on and off, you know, and you can often find an explanation for small things. But the oddest thing was at night, the bathroom always had this dripping sound from the taps. And you'd go in, and if the taps were dripping, you'd turn them off, and you'd go to bed, and you'd wake up again a few hours later with them dripping. No matter what we did, we couldn't stop. It was the most irritating, annoying thing, you know, and I wouldn't say it was spooky necessarily, but it's something that kind of sticks with me to this day. And the reason for that being is, I remember when we were talking to a neighbor of ours, and she brought up the previous owner. Now, apparently the previous owner was an elderly lady. She'd lived there for a very long time. Well, it was quite tragic, actually, because she passed away in the bathtub and was found a while after the fact. It's quite gruesome to think about. And especially once you know that, the idea of this dripping tap, and thinking about the person who passed away in our bathroom, you know, it was an annoyance before, but once I knew that, it really kept me up at night in terror, especially given it's something we simply couldn't stop. Now, a few years after the fact, we moved house again, and not much happened in the next place. Not much that I can remember anyways, but you know, since the previous house where we found about the person passing away there and the tap that we couldn't stop dripping, you know, they sound silly when you say them back. And maybe it's one of those things, unless you're there, you don't really understand. But it became almost at night, I became very wary of my surroundings and what was going on. And I found, actually, I hit a point where I wanted to acknowledge, and it's like the idea, if a burglar came into your house and you caught them in the act, maybe they'd run away. So when something happened that started to bother me, I go, what are you doing? Now, one day I was sitting in the front room of my house, and I hear a sound like footsteps up and down the corridor upstairs. Now, I knew no one was home. And again, like I said, these things could just be house selling. Who knows? Maybe there's a logical explanation. But it just kept going on and on and on. These footsteps, back and forth, back and forth. And I was quite scared to go up there and to approach it. So I just shout, what are you doing? And it stopped. The footsteps didn't come back that day. So it worked, you know. It made whatever was going on stop. But at the same time, every time I said, what are you doing? And an occurrence stopped at that point or changed, it felt to me almost like a confirmation something was happening that was paranormal and unusual, which was the most terrifying thing of all. So in actual fact, my method for coping with these occurrences were actually making me more scared of them. Now, the footstep thing was odd. But the worst that happened in that house, it was one night I was trying to sleep. I shared a room with my brother, and my bed was lined right up with the door. So if the door's open, I could see out it. And the door's open, the lights are off in the house. As I'm lying there, I hear a creak sound. It's like, creak, creak, creak. And I sat up and looked, and it stopped. And I'm like, what could that be? Unusually, so I confused, and not knowing what it was, I decided to lie down and go back to bed. The second I put my hand on the pillow again, I sat there in silence. I could hear creak, creak, creak. So I sat up again and stared into the darkness. Now, there's nothing there, but I could make out the sound as I was hearing it lying down. It wasn't natural. It had to be. It sounded like a floorboard creaking, basically. Like someone standing on the same spot and pushing that floorboard up and down. But every time I looked out, it stopped. That said to me, it couldn't be a coincidence. It had to be something causing that creak. So I put my head down again one more time to see, and it kept going. So I decided to ignore it, and it went longer and longer and louder and louder until I said, what are you doing? And it stopped. The creaks didn't start again that night. But I was also too terrified to sleep. I decided to pull my light and read a book until I passed out. Now, that was by far the most unusual occurrence in that house until we moved into the new place. Now, I don't know if it's the houses that are haunted or the people. Now, my reason for this is one day something so unusual happened. It was in our new place, so completely different from the last two houses. Now, maybe it's naive of me to assume that much like people, a ghost can't be everywhere at once and experience everything at once. Maybe it is naive of me, but how would they know my way of dealing with these situations? Now in this house, oh, we had a particularly nasty, nasty spirit in there. We ended up having people come in to get rid of it. It was highly unusual. Apparently, they told us the story was it was the ghost of a young boy and an older man. And the older man, he was so angry. We don't know why, but he was furious people were in his space. Now, the young boy, it's a weird one. I remember things would happen. Like, I had a younger brother, about the same age. And I would look upstairs, and he'd walk past out the corner of my eye. I'd look upstairs and go, what are you up to? I thought you were out. And my mom would call from the kitchen and go, who are you talking to? I'd be like, oh, Matt upstairs. And she'd be like, he's at a sleepover with his friend. But clear as day, I saw a young boy walk past the landing. Now, stuff like this happened all the time in that place. It was never nice. And the worst thing was when I used my line, what are you doing? Trying to be assertive as I can. It often didn't work. In fact, sometimes it made things much worse. So like I said, I've been trying my, what are you doing, to stop these things and control them. But in this new house, it just never worked. And there's one day in particular which led to me stopping for good. Now, hearing the stairs go bang, like someone sprinting up and down them, actually wasn't that unusual an occurrence in that house. So much so that we normally just brush it off and not think too much of it after the initial startlement of it all. Now, on this day of all days, I was washing dishes with my back to the kitchen door. Now, as I stood there, with music quietly playing, I heard the bang of someone sprinting through the corridor and down the stairs, all the way down. As I turned around, gasping for a breath of air to say it with my deepest and most authoritative voice, I was face to face with the angriest man I've ever seen. He looked for a second, then shouted, "What are you doing?" And I never said it again. Well, I hope you enjoyed that story. It's a bit of a different one. Hopefully I recalled all the details well enough. I'm sure there's a few bits that may not have come to me completely correct, but it was me trying to remember all the events. It's a long time ago. It spanned over the course of maybe 20 years, that, and it all started actually probably about 23 years ago, give or take those things. So spooky story, you'll be happy to know. In our new house, we've had no issues. It's actually quite a nice settled family place, so maybe that's something to do with it, who knows. Another fun fact, in the middle of recording that, I didn't know the cat was in the room with me. He jumped on me and startled the living heck out of me, so that was intense. But anyway, hopefully children show in the background and the noise of the outside wasn't too intrusive during that. Even though I've told you that's based in fact, I'd still like to know what you think, if it is or isn't. So go over to our Facebook page or Patreon and vote for if you think What Are You Doing was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. All I'm saying is I couldn't just come with something like that off the top of my head, could I? Or could I? Maybe I'm that creative. Who knows? I'm going to leave you all with that for now. Thank you all so much for tuning in and continue to support the podcast. If you want to make my week, click that subscribe button if you enjoy our content and you haven't already. Drop us a 5-star review and tell a family friend about the pod. And of course, you can help us continue to keep ticking over during the next 2 weeks whilst I am away by listening to some old content and maybe use that as some inspiration to send us a story of your own, because I absolutely love hearing from you all. But on that note, we'll see you early July, so the first full week of July. We'll be back with a new episode. Until then, continue to take care of each other, be safe, and most of all, don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?